Praise the Lord, everybody. I have a quick thought and get out of the way. Let somebody worship God and look to see what God is going to do. Amen. I was kind of in thought with God, and it's like, God, you know, I just want to come up here and say what I got to say, but if you have something to say, let me be an instrument. You know, and so many times, I'm going to just start off, so many times we kick against God, you know, and what He wants us to do. We want to do something because it makes us feel good. It makes us look good. It makes us get a pat on the back by people, by society. And it makes us sit in the high places, and it makes us be around people of social status. You know, it makes us feel important. And all God has wanted somebody to do is just live for Him. Amen. Amen. Come to church and serve Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And we have this big old argument in our minds and our hearts with God. And that's something I want to talk about. Surgery of the mind. Because sometimes we need a little surgery done by God. I believe if we let God take his sword and just cut away all the isms and schisms of our minds, we'll see a whole lot of people living for God in spirit and in truth, and not in this religious arena that we have, you know, of this one calling himself such and this one calling himself such, you know, but we'll have one people calling the name of God. That's what the Word of God intended us to do. Glory. Amen. When God created Adam, Hallelujah. And created Eve, there was only one God. And there was only one man and one woman. Yeah. And both of them served that one God. Yeah. Amen. That's what it's intended to. Yeah. One God, yeah. One people serving one God. Hallelujah. Amen. But something happened in that garden. Yeah. That old nasty devil came and commit spiritual abortion in the mind of Eve, and then Eve poisoned the mind of a husband, and thereby having humanity just going crazy. They, you know, they start serving the sun, they start serving the cows, they start serving every little thing that they find. They made into a god, and humanity just went crazy. And now, God is bringing back a people through the cross, right, to say, serve me in spirit and in truth. Serve the one true God. Serve the one who created us in His image. He's trying to bring us back to be that one people. Right. Amen. Amen. That's right. A lot happened in Calvary that I'm looking at now, and I'm saying, man, I thank God for Calvary. Yes. Although it was a gruesome scene. And, you know, we just picture it in our minds, and we see the movies and of the crucifixion of God. But when we really sit down and read the Bible and think about what Jesus Christ went through on the cross for us to be called children of God. I mean, you know, everybody said they're children of God, but there's a way, amen, that we need to be called children of God through the divine plan. Amen, that Jesus Christ came and did for humanity. Amen. I'm already into the message. So, I just want to cut to the point, say what I got to say, and let somebody start thinking about, like we heard a beautiful message, you know, let's go on from here. You know, what your mind, what you thought about 10 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, let's kind of let Jesus wash it right now. And let's see Jesus afresh. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see Jesus right now, Jesus, saying, whatever you need, I'm here to provide that for you. Whatever you need, I'm here to provide that for you. Whatever you need, spiritually, physically, mentally, whatever you need, I'm here to provide that for you right now. Let's see Jesus. Let's see Him right now as a Savior that He is, saying to His children, whatever you need, I'm here to provide that. And I wrote a whole lot of stuff, and one of the things I wrote was For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You find it in Romans 8:7. So like I said, let's wash our minds right now of all things that we ever been taught, ever been learned, and let's consider the Word of God as it is now. Amen. Jesus Christ, let's see Jesus crucified. We all have an understanding of Him being crucified on the cross. We know what the crucifixion meant. It was for the sins of the whole world. We see Him on the cross. We see the nails in His hands. We see the nails in His feet. We see the pierced side. Amen. We see the crown of thorns on His head. We see all that, and we say, wow, what a bad day for Jesus. Look at it as a good day for humanity. Because that's what His purpose was.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Verse 7, because to be carnally minded, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Matthew 6:25 said, take no thought for your life. Sometimes we like I said, we like to let this mind go on a whole different plane than what God intended for us to think about. He wants us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added. All what things? The things of God. You know, when we start thinking about what God has in store for us, and you will read this in the Bible all through from Genesis to Revelation. All your needs, all your living expense, all your food, your clothes, your travels, all that will be included. Because God don't want us to go without. He's a provider. He said in His Word, I'm Jehovah Jireh, the provider.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said, I'll never leave you comfortless.
That's right.
Lo, I'll be with you till the end of the earth. Amen. So He made promises to us that if we follow Him, all these other things will be added unto us.
Yes.
Amen. So we don't have to take no thought for no food. I'm talking about when you put everything else in front of God. Yes, yes, I know that we have to get up in the morning and go to work. We have to consider our kids and buy food. But these things are a second nature to what we really need to be focusing on. Sometimes we let the cares of life overrun the cares of God.
Right.
And we need to get the horse again in front of the cart, not the cart in front of the horse. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We let this mind just run. And I'm telling you what, to be carnally minded is death. Because all this mind is going to lead you to is to destruction. All this carnal mind is going to lead you to is, I wonder if, you know, like that serpent told Eve in the garden, if you just eat of this fruit, you shall be as gods. You know what I'm saying? That's what this mind does to humanity. It lets us rationalize thoughts, and then from one thought comes another thought, and then that thought multiplies into another thought, and then we start doubting who we are, and we start doubting who God really is, and then we start saying, you know what? I could become a god too. You want me to give you an example? Look at Lucifer. One of the beautiful, the Bible, this is not me, this is the Bible speaking. One of the most beautiful angels God ever created. And he thought he could have been like God. He said, you know what? Man, I'm beautiful. I got a little power. I got a little authority. Why can't I be God? I think I'll ascend into the throne of God. And as soon as God flung that thought in his mind, he was cast down. Amen. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Amen. Am I doing all right so far?
Yes.
Amen. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Amen. God wants us to live forever. Amen. In peace. Amen. Here on earth, and when we close our eyes and pass off the scene, there's a peace of God that passes all understanding. And we need to inherit that. We can inherit that right now on this earth because it's available. Again, the cross. Look at the cross. Amen. You know, my mind went back to the cross of Jesus Christ and something just grab a hold of me, Brother Joe. Like how the Word of God so beautifully grab a hold of us when we read something and we say, wow, I never saw it like that before. Amen. The Bible said the carnal mind is enmity against God. And we know that Jesus wasn't in no mind carnal. But the Bible said he came in sinful flesh. He wasn't sinful, but he came in sinful flesh to redeem man, sinful man, to God. So here we go. Jesus on the cross. And I always say, well, why did they plant a crown of thorns on his head? And you know, the Bible said because they said, hey, he's the king of the Jews. But was it really because he was the king of the Jews? Or could it be? I mean, yes, he was the king of the Jews. He's the king of everybody. Jesus is the king of kings. But look at it this way. To be carnally minded is death. He planted a crown of thorns. They planted a crown of thorns on his head. And the Bible said the place where he was crucified was Golgotha, which is interpreted. The place of skull. Man, I tell you what, when you start thinking about all these stuff, it's good to think about, I need to put on the mind of Christ. Because if Jesus came and had them put a crown of thorns, amen, on his head, that means we need to crucify. And the Bible even says, crucify this mind. Amen. It says something about washing your mind. Let the word of God wash your mind. Amen. So this mind needs to be washed. And I hope that everybody's mind is being washed right now. Like I said, picture Jesus right now. Picture him. And he's standing there saying, you know what? I love you. All your needs, I have it right here for you. Amen. All that you ever want. You want some more understanding? That's what Jesus died for. Amen. You need some more strength to go on day in, day out? That's what Jesus died for. Amen. You need love? That's what Jesus died for. A whole lot of people preaching love, but they're missing the real essence of what love is all about. Amen. The Bible said, "For God so loved the world, real love, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Here we go. That life again. Anybody want to live forever in peace and joy and happiness with God? You ask anybody that, and that's the first thing they say. I want to go to heaven. I'm going to heaven. You know, somebody die, oh, they're in a better place. They went for heaven. That's in everybody's heart. They want everybody to go to heaven. But there's a way for humanity to go to heaven, because humanity sinned from Adam and Eve. Humanity just fell away from God. The mind of man was darkened from that day. But now a great light has risen up. Hallelujah. And this great light said, you know what? I could be in you and make you a great light also, so that when my Father see you, He's seeing light. He's not seeing a darkened mind or a darkened heart or a darkened life. He's seeing light. And where light is, there is God.
That's God.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful place of skulls. And another scripture that really grabbed a hold of me was when David was fighting the Philistine Goliath. Amen. The Bible said he ran up on Goliath and he hit him with that stone in the middle of his forehead. And he killed him. That was the end of him. He could have just walked away and said, I killed the giant. But you know what he did? He cut his head off. Amen. Because there's only one head. Amen. There's only one that can say, I'm the head of the church. Nobody could exalt himself beyond the head of God. Amen. God is supreme. He is all in all. Amen. There's only one Father, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. Anybody who tries to exalt himself, like Goliath did, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who tries to exalt himself to say, I am beyond God, or beyond the people of God, they're going to find their head being cut off. Because there's only one God, and God don't mess with. The Bible said, there shall be no other gods beside me. Amen. We read in the Bible how these guys had some statues. And the man of God doing his thing. You know, and these men set up their statues, and every morning they came back, the statues were laying flat on the ground. You know, they're trying to exalt their God beyond the real God. You know, God said, I won't have no other gods beside me. So, we already established the fact that the carnal mind is enmity against God. Amen. We established the fact that we need to wash our minds. We already established the fact that Jesus is here to provide all our needs. And we already established the fact that God is the head of the church. All right. Let me see. Matthew 6. Like I said, I'm just throwing out these thoughts because so many times we struggle with just this. You know? We don't struggle with this. We don't struggle with this. You know what I'm saying? We struggle with this right here. And this is going to kill us. This thing right here is going to kill us. If we don't grab a hold of the mind of Christ, you know, and I could go deeper than that. I could say if we don't grab a hold of the vision of God, because without a vision, the people perish. You know, and what we use to see vision, we use the mind of Christ. We can't see spiritual things with fleshly ability. We need the mind of Christ. We need the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm saying? We need the Spirit of God. We need that so that we could see beyond what we see naturally. And when we grab a hold of the mind of Christ, we see things that is not yet seen. You know what I'm saying? We grab a hold of faith. We're grabbing a hold of something that is Alpha and Omega.
Hallelujah.
We're grabbing a hold of something that says, you know what, just speak it.
Glory.
And it shall be.
Glory.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know, we come and sit down in this place and we look around and we see, man, a lot of people is not here. The church is looking kind of empty. But when you open your spiritual eyes and you see all that God is doing,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be hocus pocus. I'm not. I'm trying to let you know that there's something bigger than just us in this place.
Hallelujah.
You know what? And when we want to see it, when we want to experience it, it's there for us to experience. It's there for us to experience. You know, we don't have to be afraid of God. We don't have to be afraid of this mind again. If we could just I'm trying to just hit a home run. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get everybody to just focus on God, because when you really focus on what God is, who God is, what He can do for an individual, we'll see that we'll really see a breakthrough in worship, in things received from God. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if I'm really hitting it home. You know, we want to see miracles, but miracles just don't happen because you fold your arms and say, I want to see a miracle.
Right.
Miracles happen when you pray.
Amen.
And really, really, when you really touch God.
Yeah.
And how do we touch God? The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And you can't get that unless you put on the mind of Christ.
Amen.
You can't get there unless you say, God, I'm going to touch you. It takes faith. Yes, it takes faith. It takes faith to touch God. And like Ben said, you know, sometimes we just have to tell our flesh. We just have to tell this mind, shut off. You know what I'm saying? You just have to tell this mind, just shut off for 1 second and let me just touch God. And you'll see God, you'll see the provision of God standing right here. You'll see that you'll see Jesus Christ in a whole different light that you never expected to see Him in. He's a provider. He wants to give us this.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I stood there Sunday night. I'm not bragging. I'm bragging on God, because when you really put your heart and mind to touching God, there's no thought, there's no feeling, there's no distraction that could hinder you from touching God. There is nothing that can hinder you from touching God. If you want to touch God, you can touch God. You can't touch God. The Bible said He's touched by the feelings of our infirmities. And anybody want to touch God tonight? Anybody want to really touch God tonight? Amen. And let me tell you something. He wants to be touched. He wants to be touched. All right, I already read that one. Amen. The Bible said, this is the children of Israel after they experienced the wonderful working of God. Experienced God just, amen, just dumping on Pharaoh. You know, just taking care of him. You know, Moses, the man of God, said, you know what? First paint some lamb's blood on your posts. The death angel is going to pass by. Now, if I see that, I'll believe a little bit that the man of God is really hearing from God. Because as soon as he said, paint the doorpost with the blood, and if you don't, you know, your firstborn is going to die, and I see that happen, I say, all right, I'm starting to believe God a little bit here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then he said, all right, the locust is going to come, and I see it happen, I'm going to start believing God. I'll start believing that this man of God knows what he's talking about. You know what I mean? And then he said, you know what, children of Israel, let's get out of here. Moses said, let's go. And after all these years of being hit and spit on and murdered, see your brother being murdered and see your brother falling under the and then seeing us walking out of Egypt, I'll start believing God. You know what I'm saying? I'll start believing God. But then these people saw all these miracles, experienced all these signs and wonders. And the Bible said, and truly if they had been mindful of that from whence they came out, they might have opportunity to have returned. Amen. Let's gird up the mind. Let's gird up our minds. Let's think on things that are pure. Let's think on things that are righteous. Let's think on things like they are here now. You know what I'm saying? We're looking for something. We're looking for revival. We keep saying revival is here. I believe it's here. Trust me, I believe it all my heart is here. I feel revival in my heart. I feel revival in the church. Let's believe that with all our hearts. With all our minds. You know what I'm saying? With all our strength. Let's have services like we never had them before. Let's come to church saying, you know what? Lock off this mind. Because I know, we're flesh and blood. I know how we feel. I know when we come and we sit down after a hard day's work. And we come to church, all we want to do is just wait until the church over. We enjoy the service. Don't get us wrong, we enjoy the service. But all we want to do is go home, eat a bowl of cereal or whatever, and then go to bed and wake up the next day. I know, but if we channel our mind, just if we lock off that mind that says that a little bit, and somehow grab a hold of the mind of God and say, you know what, let's worship a little bit, let's stay like 10 minutes after, and just really give it our all and see what happens. I believe God's gonna do something beyond our imagination. Am I speaking crazy? No, I saw it happen before. I experienced it before. I'm not speaking something I don't know nothing about. I experienced it before. I experienced staying 10 minutes. My wife, she stayed 10, 15 minutes after church. You know what happened to her? She got the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not saying something that I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm saying something that I experienced. Listen, it all has to do with this right here. If we lock this off and turn on God, things going to happen. I believe that. Amen. Brother Rick, I believe that.
Hallelujah.
I've seen it in my own life. I stayed after church 10 minutes led into 20 minutes, 20 minutes led into 30 minutes, 30 minutes led into 3 hours later. And we were still in church worshiping God like if we just started church. Nobody wanted to go home. Why? Because we locked on this mind that says, you know what, tomorrow's work. And we locked on this mind that says, now is the accepted time. I got to touch him right now. Yes, my body might need a bowl of cereal, but my spirit needs God. You know what I'm saying? What's more important? What's more important? I say let's live for God. I say let's lock this mind off that says, you know what? Let's go home and kick back and think about tomorrow. Let's think about today. Amen. Let's think about now. Amen. I invite anybody who will come up here and lock your mind off and lock God on and see what happens. Amen. Brother Joe. Let's have revival.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand and let's come and pray tonight. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Yield yourself to the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, you're so good to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Blessed is your name, O God. Thank you, Lord, for the washing of water by the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your strength, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your
mind. Hallelujah.
Nexus to the eternal. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, you're
hallelujah,
so good to us.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty name of the Lord. Praise the mighty name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, tonight for the good
hallelujah.
Word of God. For your mind, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. The ability, Lord. Heal ourselves. Be still.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. 'Cause I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today. Victory today is mine.
Hallelujah.
Joy is mine.
Oh, yeah.
Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. Thank you, Lord. I told Satan, forget thee behind.
Peace of mind.
Peace is mine. Peace today is
oh,
mine.
Hallelujah.
'Cause I told Satan, get thee behind. Peace today is mine.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise your name, Lord, for victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For the mind of God. Lord, for your instruction. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give Him a hand clap of praise tonight. He's worthy. Let's clap our hands to the Lord, if you would. And praise the Lord, for He is good and His mercy endures forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.